My daddy may now make an announcement.
Hi, this is Dan Klass, former comedian, actor, stay-at-home dad, shut-in. And when I'm not changing my daughter's poopy butt or checking out the babes at the PTA, I like to do a little podcast that I call The Bitterest Pill. Here's a little taste of the latest dose. When I first moved out here, I got a job as a production assistant for David Chase. You know who that is? He was working on a show that I didn't like very much that he created that, and I kind of wrote the guy off. He's like, this is boring. And I wanted to be acting, and I was really bitter. I hated the actors because I wanted to be one of them. You know what I mean? I had a very bad attitude. David Chase, of course, the guy that I thought made a bad TV show, turned out to eventually create and produce a show called The Sopranos. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's on HBO. It's brilliant. It's awesome. Every episode is genius. So that's how good a judge of character I've been in the past. But when I was doing that, I had to run all these errands. And one day I was in a pharmacy just outside of Beverly Hills on Sunset Boulevard picking up something. Or I don't know why. I don't even remember why I was there. But I realized that Louis Anderson is in there, who is the big, large guy who eventually would host The Family Feud. But he was a really big comic at the time. He was really famous. It's like, oh my God, my first celebrity sighting. It's Louis Anderson. And I realize that Rod Stewart is in there too. It's like, oh my God, this is the greatest. Rod Stewart and Louis Anderson in the same celebrity sighting. And then I realize Louis Anderson is staring at Rod Stewart's ass. Just staring at it. Like he has never stared at an ass before. It was awesome. And then about 3 weeks later, I was on the lot at Universal, which is where I was working, Universal Studios. And I was coming out of an elevator, and Tracy Lords was going in the elevator. And I have never wanted to jump into an elevator more in my life and pray that it would break down. That's something you want to have happen, baby, is be in an elevator with Tracy Lords in the late 80s and have it break down. And just hope to God that real life is anything like the movies. So that's it for today's shortened version of The Bitterest Pill for openpodcast.org. I want to give a special thanks to Ben Tucker for creating Open Podcast. And if you want to hear more, that's from episode 2 entitled... I don't even remember. Oh, happy audition day. If you want to check out the full podcast or any future podcasts, please stop by www.danklass.com/pill, P-I-L-L. Once again, for The Bitterest Pill, this is Dan Klass. Thank you, and I hope to see you soon.